What's up, Gary?
Good morning, Ebony. Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, America. It's Friday, a beautiful, beautiful day in the neighborhood. And here's what's happening in celebrity news, y'all. They're saying, y'all, that the deal is just about sealed between Fox Searchlight and guess who? Miss Shawnee O'Neal and Tracy Edmonds, baby. Shawnee says she's about to take Basketball Wives to the silver screens, honey. It's about to be a movie. Now, they're saying, y'all, that, you know, we've been waiting this for quite a while now, you know, and everybody loves Basketball Wives. They said, you know, we've seen all the fighting and all the cattiness and what have you, y'all. But Elizabeth Hunter, y'all, she's the woman who wrote Jumping the Broom, and she's in charge, y'all, of the script.
Yeah.
And she plays the basic story on a woman who goes along with her boyfriend to Miami, where he's been drafted to play in the NBA. Now, they're saying, y'all, it's going to be a great movie, y'all. And I guess I can't wait for the movie because, honey, if Evelyn is in this movie, it's going to be a good thing because since her movie or her TV show may not see the light, honey, there'll be some extra coins for her and Ocho Cinco.
These people serious about getting her off TV, aren't they, Gary?
Baby, these girls ain't no joke, honey. They are protesting and they're saying, honey, she's a bully. And they're saying, y'all, that she needs to go, honey, and her show don't need to see daylight. So we're going to see how this all turns out, y'all. So it's sad, but I think everybody need their money, but, like, you know, let's just pray.
Who's your favorite basketball wife, Gary?
I like them all. I really like them all. Because my thing is this, honey, this is just TV. This is reality TV, honey.
Yeah.
Girl, I don't take it that damn serious, honey. Girl, be grand today. Girl, be acting like a tramp tomorrow, child. It's all good with
me. So what do you think, Susie?
Well, I just think that everybody needs to come together and be in a circle. I love listening to Gary with the tea. He tells it like it is.
And what's your name?
Sheehy.
What's your name?
Sheehy.
What's your name?
Moving on, y'all. Another celebrity speaking of Shawnee, honey. Congratulations, y'all. As of midnight tonight, y'all, you will no longer be able to call Shaquille O'Neal Shaquille O'Neal. He's going to be called Dr. Shaquille O'Neal because they're going to be giving him an honorary degree, y'all, honey, from the University of Miami. So congratulations, y'all. Goes out to Shaq.
Well, Shaq.
Yeah, well, he was at Barry's University, actually. Like I said, he went to Barry University in Miami, y'all. And they said he submitted, y'all, his thesis, which was titled The Effects of Humor and Seriousness in Leadership Style. So,
isn't he also like a sheriff?
He's a sheriff. He's on everything, honey. He's a big clumsy self. But anyway, honey, bless his soul.
Don't talk about Shaq, man.
Mm-hmm. But he needs to do something with his life and stop running around with hoops, honey, acting like a doggone teenager.
Then they get married.
They ain't married. And he got grown kids looking at him like that. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Who's moody.
Mm-hmm. In my final story, y'all, let's pray for
mama.
Ricky, y'all, let's pray for Vanessa Williams, y'all. Now, y'all know the former Miss America, y'all, honey. There's a lady by the name of Miss Wendy Dickey, baby. Miss Wendy Dickey is livid, honey. Ebony, ain't she evil with this girl?
The one from the
Tallas and Tierra. She say, baby, first of all, Miss Vanessa Williams, girl, when you living in a glass house, baby, you shouldn't throw stones. Well, Vanessa was on Anderson the other day, and you know, she was talking about the child pageantry. And she said, y'all, when you hit a child and screaming and saying, I don't want to do this, she say, I don't feel like doing it. She say, you shouldn't do this. And you're giving these kids extra juices, y'all, to make them all hype up, honey. Well, baby, Miss Wendy Dickey say, wait a minute, niece. How dare you sit up here and talk about, honey, about these kids that being in pageantry and stuff, and look at you had a damn abortion when you was in high school and you posed in Penthouse. So how dare you talk about that? You're not in my world, unquote.
Well, that ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
It doesn't, but you know, though, Ricky, my thing is this to celebrities and anybody. If this is your past, we don't need to know about your past. You know, Vanessa just wrote the new book, and she said that she had an abortion, you know, when she was in high school. Well, now since you're saying this about these pageantry children, this woman bringing this up, honey.
I agree with her. If those little girls don't want to do those pageants, the mother is living their dreams through those kids.
And they little girls Red Bull to have energy.
She is absolutely right. I agree with her on that.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? But, honey, now she's throwing up some stuff about Vanessa saying, well, girl, you had an abortion.
Yeah, that's just ignorant, because that has nothing, that is not the crux
that's
of the matter.
Pass.
Baby, which dictionary you got that one out of queue?
Don't worry about that one. Okay.
The Kahlua today, y'all, is a great cousin. One of my favorite spring Kahlua. My Kahlua today is Cocoa Burst. On the high end, you say Cocoa Burst, and on the low end, you say Brown. A great Kahlua for today.
Give it up for Gary with the team.
Yeah. Yeah.